The Gdansk shipyard, birthplace of the Solidarity trade union that led the struggle against communism in Poland, was a place where thousands of workers could expect a lifetime of employment under the old state-supported system. 34-year veteran Ludwik Pradzinski says there are a few young people there today.
Tutaj nie widać, bo to, ja myślę, powód jest taki. Ten zawód, stoczniowiec.
Pradzinski says the reason young people are not working at the shipyard is because the job is so hard. He says that from the vantage point of his shop on the launch ramp, he does not know what is happening in the offices where educated employees can be found. Sunreef Yachts, located just a few hundred meters from Pradzinski's shop, hired about 400 of the most energetic and adaptable designers, engineers, and technicians who lost their jobs when the main shipyard downsized. Sales representative Maciej Stumpor says those workers were generally younger and willing to put in longer hours than most at the shipyard.
People that used to work in shipyards before, I mean, the very simple workers, they didn't feel responsibility for the work they were really doing, for part of the ship they were creating, because nobody taught them.
Teaching young people about competition, marketing, and innovation is the mission of the International Business School in Budapest. The school's founder and chancellor, István Tamás, says the change from communism was difficult for the older generation.
Azok, akik már beleszülettek az újba, azoknak ez lesz.
Tamás says that for those born in the new era or were very young, it was a very natural process. For them, there has been no change. Many people in post-communist society say younger people can deal better with the uncertainties of unemployment than older workers who had guaranteed jobs under communism. That attitude led to the creation of Poland's IntelliWise company, a high-tech firm that creates avatars, or talking online figures for websites of international corporations. IntelliWise Vice President Marek Trojanovic recalls that his earlier business endeavor failed.
It's a natural way that something during your life, some idea, causes you that your business is good and that you find a way for your business. And of course, some idea just collapses and you should just stand on the legs and say, okay, it's collapsed. Let's find some other ideas and let's start a new business.
IntelliWise is located at the Pomeranian Science and Technology Park, home to about 80 Polish high-tech companies in the city of Gdynia near Gdansk. Most of the employees are young. Park representative Magdalena Zacharczuk says she knows of no former shipyard workers working there.
Key factor is that they have to be innovative. So perhaps it's a little bit harder to think up something innovative once you're a little bit further in your years, compared to, for example, students who are still inspired by what they have recently learned in the university.
Zacharczuk says the Science and Technology Park receives subsidies from the city of Gdynia and the European Union, subsidies that Poland's aging shipyards no longer get. She says this is a clear indication that the future belongs to younger, educated workers, a future made possible by the successful struggle of Polish shipyard workers against communism 20 years ago. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, Gdynia.